What I want to talk about today is something that I have seen in many, many, many moms groups over the years. And something that comes up a lot is my daughter's in her room all the time. My daughter's on her phone all the time. I don't even feel like I know her. What's going on? And while this has always been a pervasive issue, I think that COVID has made it a little worse, especially for those that are schooling from home. So my girls retreat to the basement and they're on their computers for school all day, and then they finally come up in the afternoon and I don't get to see them a lot. And then, they have homework to do, and and I think that this is something that has definitely been a pain point for mothers and daughters, especially since the advent of the smartphone. But definitely since COVID, that even more of our lives have been pushed online. So we're not going out. We're not doing things with other people. We're not talking to our parents about, hey, can you give us a ride there? Can you help me connect with this person? I'm going to go down to the park and play or whatever. Everything's online. It's a Zoom call. It's a Facebook chat. It's a TikTok video. It's a class, whatever. And it's hard for parents to figure out, where do I fit in? How can I push myself in? Should I push myself in? Should I just leave them alone? What should I do? And so this is continuing to be a problem. So there are three things that I really feel like are ways that you can help reconnect with, particularly your tween daughter, but this could be for younger kids, it could be for older kids, it could be for boys, depending on what your life situation is like. And the very first thing that I would encourage you to do is to start that daily check-in with your kiddo. So whether this is first thing in the morning, or right after lunch, or right before bed, make it a time that you set aside special. That you say, this is the time that we're gonna check in. And it does not have to be a long situation. It can be something very short, very quick. On a scale of 1 to 10, how was your day? Or how are you feeling today? What are you thinking about today? Just those two questions. Or what do you think you need to make this a great day? So whatever your check-in method is, some people use the rose and a thorn. Like, what was the rose of your day? Like, the best thing, and what was the thorn of your day? Whatever check-in method you're comfortable with, but consistently doing that with your child at a consistent time each day so that you can both count on, this is the time that we are going to connect. And they might be a little roll their eyes about it, but ultimately, our kiddos do want to connect with us, and they're feeling just as discombobulated as we are right now. And having this anchor to their day and to your relationship can do wonders for them. So choose the time, choose whatever the question or the method or the check-in is going to be, and make it happen every single day. Set an alarm if you have to. We have the Google Home, and so we use that a lot for setting alarms. Set an alarm on your watch or on your clock or however you keep track of these types of things and be like, oh, it's time for our check-in. Let's just do it real quick. 30 seconds, a minute, maybe it might even stretch to 5 minutes, who knows? But that is the first thing that I would encourage you to do. The second thing that I would encourage you to do, and this one might get a little bit more pushback from your child. The second thing I would encourage you to do is to institute an all family, no phone together time. Now, before I lose you, hold on with me just a second. Start super small, super duper small. We're talking 3 minutes. Say, hey, everybody, I just need everybody to be here for like just 1 quick minute together. Call everybody together. Say, hey, I just need everybody to have their phones down. We just need to talk about something. And whether it is a question of the day, like if you could be a superhero, what superhero you would be, or whether it's a decision that you all need to make, hey, what are we going to have for supper? But just this very small amount of time where everyone in the house doesn't have their phone on and is not in their room, and everyone is together. And it can be short, so super short, to make sure that you all connect together. And if you institute my third tip along with the second tip, that time might actually expand. And here's what the third tip is. The third tip is to genuinely, with your kiddos, start with heart. So reflect back to them when you do those check-ins, when you have these no phone, no room times, as short as they may be, share your heart. And I don't mean go on this, you know, flowery, oh, my children are my world and I just, you mean so much. No, don't do that. I'm saying, hey, I really appreciate that you put your phone down for 1 minute to give me some time so that we could have some FaceTime and reconnect. It really means a lot to me. Thanks so much. Be honest, be direct, be, start with that heart. Like I said, start with heart. And that comes from a book, Crucial Conversations. And it's a great book if you haven't read it. Highly recommend Crucial Conversations. And they talk about start with heart, meaning whatever you're feeling, but recognize that when you're talking with your teen or your tween, you can't be all crazy and all over the place. You need to be direct, it needs to be succinct. But if you have that daily check-in time, if you have that no phone, no room time, even just for 4 or 5 minutes where everyone is together to make a decision or to have a quick conversation, and then you verbally, regularly start with that heart and tell them how those things make you feel. Those are going to be three things that are going to help your relationship on the road to reconnection. And as you continue those, your relationship will strengthen in a way that will help to draw them out of their room a little more, that will help to get them off their phone a little bit more. It doesn't have to be a punitive consequence situation. It can be a, our relationship actually is very rewarding and it feels good for both of us to connect in this way. And you just have to remind each other of that. So I encourage you to do those things, to reconnect with your kiddos, whether it's COVID times or it's regular times. These are things that we always need to be more aware of as we're cultivating these relationships, because right now with your teen or tween is one thing, but you're preparing for a lifetime of relationship with them that you are building towards your future relationship. And all right, keep choosing your thoughts, go create a life you love, and ultimately, I know you're gonna change the world.